This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters are already at odds in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky after a grand jury indicted one of three white police officers for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to black medical technician Breonna Taylor. The officer indicted was Detective Brett Hankinson, who faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted, according to Attorney General Daniel Cameron at a news conference. Cameron says he had a hard meeting with members of Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
Hankinson was with two colleagues when they shot into the apartment of 26-year-old Taylor, killing her in front of her boyfriend. The two other officers were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law they, quote, were justified in the return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker, end quote, Taylor's boyfriend. France's health minister unveiled a map of coronavirus danger zones around the country Wednesday and gave the hardest-hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. The minister told a news conference the country would be divided into zones by alert level, with Marseille, the second-largest city, and the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, for now the only two areas put on the maximum alert level. He added Paris and its suburbs, the northern city of Lille, the southwestern town of Toulouse, and six other cities were declared, quote, reinforced danger zones, end quote. This is VOA News.